This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need people to call into our show to try to make Erica feel less stupid.
Oh, well, I didn't know that this was quite on me.
Well, it kind of is. We're going to do everybody new but me. We were in a meeting today.
I stand by not knowing this.
Okay. We were talking about, for some reason, we're talking about Colorado bands or whatever. And then we were talking about 303 being a Colorado band. And she's like, what?
No.
How would I know 303 is a Colorado band? How would anyone know that?
This is not how this conversation went at all. We were talking about Colorado bands.
This is how it went, right?
And Aaron said 303. And I said, they're from Colorado. And then you both
proceeded. No, you said it like this. They're from Colorado?
Yeah, probably, because I had a headache, okay? and then both of you jumped down my neck and said, well, yeah, it's the area code.
I didn't jump down your neck, but I definitely was like, it's the area code.
Okay, well, Slacker jumped down my neck.
How did anyone know that?
But then he came to my defense.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know it before moving here. It's not. It's spelled different.
Right.
And
how would I know that number 3! Number 3 stood for the area code here. Also,
did you think they were just excited about the number 3?
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
People have done dumber things.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, what we're looking for is just those epiphany moments where you go, where you just kind of feel stupid. Everybody on the planet knew something, but you didn't know it. Like,
I bet a lot of people didn't know that 303 were from here.
I mean, maybe, it's possible that not everybody knew that one, but
I have a couple.
Oh.
That I have to admit. They have to do with house stuff. I thought it was...
Everybody knew but you.
It's not a plain glass window. It's a
plate.
It's a plate glass window.
What?
I thought it was a plain glass window?
Yeah, a plain glass window, because it's just plain glass.
Or like a flat plane.
Yeah.
P-L-A-I-N.
A plain glass window. Like when you get thrown through it.
Is the opposite of flat. Plane. Plane is...
P-L-A-N-E.
Oh my God. How do you live?
Well, not well. It's a plate glass window?
Yes, it's a plate glass window.
Plate glass window. Yeah. What? Since when does that make sense?
Plate?
What about it as a plate? And also, I thought it was wrought iron fencing.
Not wrought?
Not wrought.
I wouldn't.
Why would it be rod? Why
Thank
would it
you.
Be
rod makes a lot more
yes,
sense.
Yes, rod.
It's not rod. It's rot. W-R-O-U-G-H-T. rot.
That makes it better because I was like thinking
rotted.
That's why I was like, who would want that?
I thought both were different things. I thought there was wrought iron and wrought iron.
So I've been telling realtors,
we
need some wrought iron here. And they're like, okay, sir, I don't think you should have a house.
This is literally what's going to happen. Okay. People are going to call with their things where it's like, I didn't know. Everybody knew but me.
Mm-hmm.
And when they tell us those things, we'll be the first time T-Hack and Erica are hearing them and as well.
Sometimes
Aaron. Because both of you are bag of hammers amount of stupid. Like,
the best part is we're not. But when it comes to things like this, oh boy, are we.
Rod iron.
Why not?
Yeah, it's a rod.
Yeah.
That's been twisted or wrought, if you will.
Okay, well, that's not really a word in my vocabulary, yeah. All right?
Your Honor, I rest my case. This is, okay. If you have something, it can be little facts, it can be big holy crap moments. What was the thing you were the last person to know? 303-222-5423.
Oh, no. 303.
I never realized it was an
You can call. We literally say it every day. You can call or text. Aaron was complaining. There's one that you think everyone should know.
No, I tried telling you guys this, and I remember.
So you think we're all wrong?
Well, I'm just happy to
She's saying we're dumb.
No,
you're including me in the dumb group because I'm never in the dumb group.
There were also texters that were like, "Aaron's wrong,"
okay,
but I'm not.
Okay.
And hold on, where is it? Sugar does not make children hyperactive.
That's not true.
It is true.
So what does?
I don't know exactly, but it's not the sugar.
Mm.
But like, if you give a kid a bag of candy, they're gonna go crazy.
Oh yeah, they'll go through a plain glass window if you let them. They're so hyped up.
They'll climb the wrought iron fence.
Thank you.
Okay, this is one of those moments where this is going to take a while to explain.
Try us.
We have this sheet full of things that are called facts everybody knows that are actually total lies, and Aaron just read it, but what she's not understanding is that's a total lie. So this proves that sugar does make children hyperactive.
I fact check. Scientific evidence does not support the idea that sugar causes hyperactivity in children.
Scientific evidence is...
Yeah. Who reads those things? Those books?
Another one on here. Thomas Edison didn't invent the light bulb.
But he
so
did.
Does that mean he did invent the light bulb or he didn't invent the light bulb? Because the way this reads, these are facts everybody knows that are actually lies. So if the fact is he didn't invent the light bulb, that means he did invent the light bulb.
AI Aaron, can you check on that one?
I think he did. I think that's like a kind of a conspiracy.
Yeah. Edison like and Tesla were in, like hated each other.
Oh.
But one of them did something and the other one did. Oh boy, words are hard.
Well, she looks it up. I've got one.
It's okay. Loading.
No,
he did not invent the first light bulb, but he's credited with developing the first commercially practical incandescent light bulb and the entire system required to power it.
Feels easier to say he invented the light bulb.
Okay.
But he technically didn't.
Do we have, we have one more instance of Erica being dumb before we take calls.
I bet all of you are going to go, yeah, that got me too.
Okay.
Prima Donna is Prima Donna, not...
You
Free
did not think
Madonna.
It was P-R-E.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like B.C. before Christ. You
or
thought
like,
these are all the things
or like,
before like a virgin came out?
No, I still think
what?
That.
What?
Hey, let me explain. I still thought it meant what it means, but I thought it was like kind of comparing someone to Madonna, a.k.a. being a diva.
Yeah. Yeah, I did too.
You didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You thought it was before and not just Madonna, like. What's her name? Something Ciccione. Is her name Madonna Ciccione or something? It's something like that.
Now you've lost me.
But like you thought it was about the like a virgin girl. The,
yeah.
The phrase prima donna.
Yeah, I thought it was like,
about.
She's a diva.
Like
she's a prima
becoming,
donna. Yeah.
Madonna. She's becoming a diva.
Yeah.
She's prima donna. Like she's about to be.
It never occurred to you that this was an Italian phrase like prima. Prima donna.
No, why would it occur to me as not an Italian person?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is Italian? You're going to have to take it a little further back for me.
I don't think I'm ready for the amount of stupidity that's going to hit our phones and therefore prove how much stupidity is in this room. But if you want to admit you were dumb, everyone knew but you, 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's come to my attention that I might have been a little harsh to everybody in the room.
No, you don't say. Every day or just today?
Just today. On like.
Have you admitted one?
Yeah. Great question, Aaron.
The one that I have is a very common one. And I know it now, but for the longest time, I thought it was for all intensive purposes.
Oh, but it's intense and purposes.
But it's like, it's just like intensive purposes. Ugh. The purposes
are intense.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that I don't think I'm.
You for sure got more and you're just not willing to admit them.
Here's the thing. I probably do. And I will 100%. If you read a text or any of these people, I will say
What are ponies?
I wasn't the one who thought they were baby horses.
They're not.
Oh, for the
love. Oh, no. What's a baby horse? A calf?
A colt.
A colt. There's like a male, a female, or something else. I don't remember.
No,
it's a mare. Oh, my God. Mare. Rick! Oh. Rick!
Yay!
Get us out of this, man. The stupidity is starting to get contagious in this room.
Oh, my God. So for the longest time, I would say genderfication rather than gentrification.
And
I
Genderfication? Like when they fix up a neighborhood, it's genderfication?
Right. And then, you know, after a long time of saying that, I realized how dumb I sounded and I was angry no one corrected me. I
mean, that's fair. Someone should have.
But it's, think in the speed of the moment.
Oh, yeah. Gentrification and gentrification is hardly different.
You're not going to, like, intensive purposes. For all intents and purposes, it's like, you might just be saying it fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know that it's, okay.
He knows now.
Yeah, I figured it out what it is now. I figured it out now, but it took me a couple years.
All right.
Yeah.
That's pretty awful. Thank you, Rick. Jody?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. What did everybody know but you?
Yes. So I have two things. Armadillo eggs. I was very confused for a very long time how armadillos lay the eggs. And
Hold on. Well, you can't just jump past that one.
And sorry. Armadillos lay eggs?
It seems like they would because they're like a shell
exoskeleton.
Thing.
Aren't they mammals?
I know that.
Well, you think they have a baby? Or you think they bury a baby? No, like what the turtles do. They bury their eggs and then
explain.
Yeah, what's the truth? You thought, what did you think and what's true?
Well, I don't think they're actually armadillo eggs. I think they're actually, I don't really know. I thought there was something made with jalapeno.
What? Jody, you have lost.
It looks like something you'd bring to a potluck. I'm looking up armadillo eggs.
She thought they were actual armadillo eggs.
Oh my gosh!
And it's actually just the name of something.
Dish. And you know what?
Yeah.
I would never eat that dish because I hate armadillos.
They're not actually eggs, right?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Right now. I'm still trying to figure out: are they mammals? Do they lay eggs?
I think it's
have an exoskeleton?
They just make it. It's probably like an egg roll or something. People called it. Okay, what's the other one?
The other one is Alaska. Always thought into my 30s that it was an island.
Yeah, it's over there by Hawaii.
Because
on the map, they just do that. It's like the map screws you up on that.
I agree.
Yeah, I thought it was an island because of how it is on a map.
But you just think it's like right there, real cold next to real warm Hawaii, and that never occurred to you that wouldn't happen?
Yeah, and it was my kid, who told me that.
Yeah.
I love
that. Was embarrassing.
We're never too old to learn.
Okay. Yay! Yeah, that was really embarrassing.
Thank you, Jody.
The armadillo egg sent us into it.
Yeah, the longer we do this, we're going to have to pull out of this with some sort of medication.
What about aardvarks? Let's talk about that.
Those are like also mammals.
May?
Yay. I didn't know that the saying, fishing in the dark, was code for relations, sneaking out to have relations.
It is?
It is.
Okay, well, every day I learn something.
I got a freezer full of fish that says differently.
Oh.
What were some of the texts? You said the one was the cutest text.
It said, my name is Zoe. Hi, Zoe. And I thought that it was doggy dog world. Not dog eat dog world. And I said, Zoe, what did you think that meant? And she said, I'm not sure. I just thought when you were down in the dumps, you say, oh man, it's a dog eat dog world.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Do we have time for the theme or no? Because Eric is like, I got a story, I got a story, I got a story. Yeah.
We got time for the theme.
Okay.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope.
I feel like I really crossed the line.
Yeah, you did.
Just behind the scenes of you guys being
goofy. Yeah. No, that wasn't goofy.
Sorry, very serious.
It's news or nope. Without further ado, whatever Eric has got.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I have some insane celebrity news happening. Zoe Kravitz and Harry Styles were spotted kissing in London.
Now, the hottest couple on the planet.
Okay, very hot couple, but there is a lot of background to this.
Wait, I just heard another rumor about Zoe just today too. But
with who? Well, she and Channing Tatum were engaged and they are no longer together.
There was somebody in between. For like
there
14 seconds.
There was somebody in between. I can't exactly remember who that was.
It was another famous person that I was like, I wouldn't be that mad if they ended up together. And it wasn't Harry.
Austin Butler?
Yes.
Oh.
That was just today.
Like, Harry Austin Butler are like same vein.
Yeah.
That's definitely her style.
If you could sleep, okay, pretend you don't have boyfriends, fiancés. Yeah. Which one are you sleeping
Harry
with?
Harry Styles.
Can I finish the sentence before?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you understand what that man means to women like our age?
But he hurt Taylor.
He has a company called Pleasing.
Yeah. Man knows what he's doing.
It's relations toys?
Recently.
It was nail polish. Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
Until recently.
Okay.
But here's the lore
Let's hear the scoop.
Behind this. So you're like,
also,
oh,
I just want everybody to know, all you people who voted in the thing, on my Batgirl thing, Catwoman thing, yeah, oh, why is this the lead story on News or Nope if she's not the hottest one?
It's not about her, except that you said Harry hurt Taylor back in the day. Zoe Kravitz and Taylor are very good friends now. So that means Zoe probably called Taylor and was like, is this weird? And Taylor's like, no, I'm like probably marrying Travis Kelce. It's fine.
Yeah.
But like Harry and Taylor had on and off for a long time.
They were pretty young, right?
They were young, yeah.
Do you think they're together enough that she could have called her? Or do you think, because you said they were spotted kissing. So do you think they were just
if
out
like one of my best
kissing?
Friends was,
but I mean, spotted kissing doesn't mean dating.
No, I know, but if one of my friends was paparazzied kissing one of my exes, I'd probably be like, "Hello."
Mm-hmm.
And they do seem close enough because Zoe shared recently, or like it recirculated that she stayed at Taylor's house during the fires.
Oh, that
her
was
mom.
The snake girl, huh?
Yeah,
yeah.
The mom had the snake who got into Taylor's wall. Yeah, so it's
okay.
Maybe a text. Maybe a text. Hey. Harry Styles wants to hang out. Are you cool with it?
I
love it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, what? Okay. I love it. I just...
You
I
and
hold
Harry
hope.
Styles.
No, I don't. I do hate Harry Styles a little bit because of... Yeah. But like... Mm-hmm.
I
also
genuinely don't see it. I don't...
You
I don't?
Why? Who's too good for who?
Zoe's too good for Harry. I don't get the Harry thing at all. Like, at all.
You're like Colorado Harry Styles.
You looked up to him because you like.
Don't do that. That was well played, though. You see what you just did? You flipped him with one sentence. He's like, "You're right. I think you're perfect together."
Yeah, he's an innovator.
I'm gonna say this, and this is the most unpopular opinion. And no one, you won't answer honestly, so it doesn't even matter. But I'm gonna say it, and feel free to text in 303-222-5423. Strip it all off of him. He wasn't in One Direction. He wasn't anything. A guy with that face, with that, if he's walking down Colfax,
that's
he walks up to you at some weird little bar, is like, can I buy you a drink? Without him being bull? No way. He's
his hair, his jawline, his eyes, he could buy me 14 drinks.
He's very charming.
He's very,
his
accent,
that's
you're already not answering. Do you understand how she didn't?
Right.
You're not answering the question. You don't know if he's charming. He just walked in with that face.
Do you understand that charm arrives with a person? Like, he for sure would do something like, I'm getting pretty thirsty. Do you want me to buy a drink?
Oh my God. Dude. You don't even know. If he came up mumbling, some mumbler at a Colfax bar. I'm pretty. And you're like, yes. No, you just, dude, it happens. There's so many famous male people where women are just like tripping over themselves. Like I'm all burned for this one. I think Jason Momoa, I think kind of ratted out here. Like he's just in a bar in Hawaii. You're like, this is just a local dude who's not that hot, But then he
looks like, a little scary.
Yes.
Maybe stay away.
Intimidating, yeah, but I'd still let him buy me a drink.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, God. I would.
This show was supposed to be about honesty, and you two are liars.
No, but we're allowed to think that Harry Styles, without being Harry Styles, is attractive. Have you looked at his face?
I have looked at his face a lot. There were posters all over my house of his face. And it's, yeah.
Seems like a grudge.
I don't, how's Zane not the hot one?
Zane is the hot one.
Because he's got a bad personality.
Hello, Zane's the hot one. Sorry.
Zane is the hot one. He's Zane walks into a bar, I'm letting him buy me a drink.
Zane walks into a bar and he's like, I don't want to be here.
He's too cool.
I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
By the way, somebody just missed their chance because the thing started and now we're moving to the next person, whoever that might be.
Good evening. We talked about this recently on the show. Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi having a adopted baby.
Yeah.
They were spotted out this weekend with said baby. Okay. So it ties back to, on one hand, you'd think, well, new parents, take the baby out.
Right.
Totally normal. Yeah. On the other hand, you'd think, story hits about you having a new baby and then you're spotted out with that baby. Is this a PR thing? Is this, like we mentioned, is the baby an accessory? It's like, now time to be spotted with it.
I was thinking about that too, but because they kept it such a great secret, they probably were like, we want to bring the baby out, but we can't just do that. So let's make an announcement.
They had to drop it first.
And then we can
not
go
drop
out.
The baby.
Yeah.
Not drop the baby.
Don't drop
babies.
They were
seen out shopping. They were perusing the stores. Shops and restaurants. Manhattan.
Interesting, because they don't live there.
But they live near there, don't they? Do they live in Jersey?
She lives on like a farm somewhere.
Well, he's a Jersey kid, right?
I don't know. Because
Bon Jovi's a Jersey guy.
Why would I care about this kid? I can't stand him.
I'm going to tell you this. He walks into a bar.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
they live in Georgia.
Yes. That's where they live. So what are they doing in Manhattan? No?
Interesting.
Walking around with their baby. Shut it.
It's kind of a busy place to be spotted.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Got a text.
Oh, God.
The Love Island reunion is tonight. We finally get to know what happened in the Heart Rate Challenge. We're going to play the whole clip.
I got to be honest, I never watched this season.
Ugh.
What?
I'm more of a Love is Blind girl.
Okay. So are we going to have an update tomorrow? Is that?
Hopefully.
Are you going to a party for it?
I'm supposed to, but I doubt I'm going to make it on time. I'll probably just watch it at home.
A personal party, or is there like Tom's Watch Bar?
It was Tom's.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
But if I rolled into Tom's Watch Bar tonight, I would know nothing. I would just look like
it. Doesn't matter though, because it's so much fun that like just go with the flow.
Are you just thinking you'll roll in there to try to pick up chicks?
I'm just going to walk up to
That's
some girl at the bar
work.
And be
nope.
like, I'm kind of thirsty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
I have a moral dilemma question.
We gotta find someone else to answer these. No, I don't think we're doing good.
This is one that I guarantee has happened to every single person in this room.
Okay.
You ever been in a part like at a concert, a sporting event, or just a packed bar, and you gotta pee?
Yeah.
So you go to the bathroom,
okay.
And sometimes there's a line at the bathroom, and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. Now, boys, we got a couple of options there, right? Mm-hmm. We've got the urinals, and like, unless you're super shy, you're willing to like jump on in there. If you really need a stall for whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then you're standing there, and a big stall at the end is wide open. And you're like,
oh, and no one's going up to it?
Right. So go. You go, right? Go to the end stall. The big, huge.
Oh, like even for girls. Yeah. But I think that gets used more frequently in our restroom.
Yeah.
So a friend of show recently used the room, used the end stall.
Okay.
Took them a little longer than normal. They were just peeing, but they had had a lot of beer. Okay. They came out. And there was a person who that stall was made for.
Okay.
Sitting there. In their wheelchair.
Mm.
First question that I have. What do you do when you lock eyes with the person that you've just used their stall?
Mm. Trick question. No eye contact in the bathroom.
Oh, oh my gosh.
I mean, you open that door, they're bird dog and they're like, who's in that stall? They're looking at you like you better roll out of there. Because if you walk out of there, we have an issue.
Not every disability is visual?
Visible.
Visible, thank you.
Yeah. No, because we've gotten in that argument over people parking in a disabled parking space. And it's right, like you got out of your car and strutted into King Supers and you're like, yeah, you don't know. You don't know the real story behind that person.
Mm-hmm. Here's my take, and it could be so wrong, and I could get a lot of hate for this. Yes, it is for them, but if they weren't there when you walked up, it is for the taking.
Then does that logic hold for the parking spaces? Because no one's taking it.
No, that's different.
You got to leave them open for when somebody needs them.
I know, but
bathroom is different than parking.
It's not.
It's
there's
not.
No sign on there that says you do not like. I'm sorry. There's no sign that says handicap use only.
But we all know what that stall is for. If that person is rolling up and they have some sort of medical issue that they need to be able to get in, that stall should be open, right?
Yeah.
It's just like the parking spaces, you guys.
There is no sign like the parking spaces.
But it doesn't need a sign. We know what that is.
We know what it is. And like, I don't know. I'm torn because there's always a line in the women's restroom, right?
And there's always.
So are they, if they're in a wheelchair, are they going to wait in that line or do they just go up and they're the first ones? If someone's in there, they're just the next user.
Technically, I think they should be able to go around you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that should be open for them.
I don't know if that's true. I think it's they can only use that stall if they need the space, right? But that doesn't mean only they can use the stall.
Yeah, because a lot of times that's where the changing table is. Yep, is yeah. in the bigger stall.
He got
and
you.
And so if I have a kid, so you better have a kid with you.
Right.
Grab one or whatever. Yeah,
just find one. No, don't do that.
But so a lot of the bathrooms that I'm talking about, that changing table is over on a side. Like it's over by the mirrors by where you wash off. And it like folds.
Yeah. Is that true anymore?
Yes. It's not in a stall, which I find a little bit weird. But also, you know, nobody's going to sit there and watch you change your kid. And, you know, here's the next part of the story.
Okay.
Person makes eye contact and decides to address the elephant in the room and apologize and say,
oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize you were there. Sorry about that. I don't know if I would have done that, but this person regrets doing it because the wheelchair bound person said, you should be sorry. I've been here for 7 minutes.
Oh, wow. That was a really long pee.
Yes. And if you're a person who would apologize, understand this, that person pointing out how long they sat there just imploded this guy. Like he's wrecked. He's like, feels like the worst human being ever.
Oh.
Because that's not your stall, man. That's not, it's exactly the same as getting caught in the parking space. It's exactly the same to me.
Yeah, but like,
I never viewed it that way.
And if you walked out and someone was sitting there, would that not wreck you?
So sorry, thanks. Like,
it was open.
Yeah.
When I was here, you weren't here.
But it's
I'm
open
sorry.
Because you're not disabled. That's why it's open.
But you don't know that.
It should be
that.
Open until, yeah, it doesn't matter if I know. I think, know that you're not.
I think if it's open and there's no one in a wheelchair, free range. But the moment someone in a wheelchair or someone who needs the extra space gets there, they can jump the line and they get the next chance at the bigger stall.
Yeah.
May I let you know what Google says? Larger bathroom stalls are not legally reserved only for people with disabilities, but they are provided to meet their needs. It's considered you. Oh. It is considered rude to use them if you do.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
It's OPP. If you want to hear it longer, it's other people's problems.
Mm-hmm. If you want to hear the whole thing, you can find them anywhere.
On the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Including what?
The Odyssey app. And wherever else you get your podcast. Oh. But mainly the Odyssey app.
How would we find the Odyssey app, he asked unknowingly.
AUDACY.
Oh, okay. What's happening today, TX?
We have Marissa today. She's dealing with some money issues and some family issues, and they just go hand in hand so well.
Money and family. Mm-hmm. Marissa?
Yai.
What's happening?
All right, so here's the thing. My mom's fridge went out a couple months ago.
Okay.
And she came to me. She was begging me to borrow some money. Okay. A new fridge, right? So, you know, I scrambled together. I came up with $3,000 to loan her.
That's like the
that's the granddaddy of
fridges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a sub-zero. Exactly. Cool. Sweet.
Yeah, we're not talking a couple hundred bucks here, right?
Okay.
She promised she would pay me back, you know, like super quickly. And like I said, it's been a couple months and she hasn't given it back, like, not one penny. And she also, like, avoiding the conversation. I've tried to talk to her about it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But she got a fridge. Like, she needs a fridge.
Right.
You can't, like, leave your mom high and dry
like,
without
know,
a fridge.
You want them to fit the space of wherever they're supposed to go. And there's, like,
well,
the fridge pocket.
Like, exactly. That's why I gave her the money. And, okay, I guess one thing I didn't tell you was that I was over there recently, last week. Yeah. And she had replaced the fridge, but that was not a $3,000 fridge. So, like, what is she doing with the other money?
Wait, so hold on. So she had a fancy fridge. She asked you for $3,000, and then she got just like a basic fridge.
Man,
exactly,
like a scratch and dent version.
Yeah.
Which like, there's
it
no
doesn't
shame
fit
in
the fridge
that.
Pocket.
No, but. It's, where'd the rest of this money go?
Yeah.
Did you say
dead
anything?
Serious. If you say
Mom
fridge pocket one more time.
Oh my gosh. But it's the fridge pocket.
No, I just said don't say it again. Stop saying
you
fridge
see,
pocket.
It's a pocket.
Yeah. Where the fridge goes.
It's like
got
a perfect
it. But
cutout.
I've never heard it called a fridge pocket, and you're really starting to make me mad. Okay. Like you said it so many times.
But Marissa, if you say fridge pocket, it is okay. Okay. But no, okay, exactly. Wait. But my question is, did you say anything in the moment? Like you see the fridge, you're like, that ain't $3,000. Hey, Mom.
Yeah. What did you say?
No, I was like, hey, I see you got a new fridge.
That's kind of ratchet.
...
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
And she just kind of like was like, oh, yeah, thanks so much for the help. And then, you know, went off, like she left the room and like started chatting with my other siblings. And I brought this up to my other siblings and they're acting like I'm being a drama queen about this. They're like, you're the youngest, like you got spoiled. So just let it go. Like you're still ahead of the game because you got spoiled when you were young.
I knew you'd make a sound.
Now I like your siblings.
I knew you'd make a sound.
All right, three youngest in the room. I knew you'd roll your eyes.
Because it is.
We're not spoiled.
Yeah,
we don't know that for a fact, but I'm going to say.
Say it like you mean it, Erica. Come on.
It's the most basic default position that all you older siblings adopt. And it's so tired. It's like fridge pocket tired.
Thank you.
You don't get to just automatically say that we as the youngest got advantages you didn't get. You don't get to say that.
Because you as the oldest got advantages that we didn't.
True. You got time alone with your parents that you don't remember.
You're not making a great case.
I know.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
You're more independent because of it.
Marissa,
let me just scare you.
It's kind of a compliment. I'll take it.
It was meant to be one.
Can I just ask you, Marissa, did anyone else pony up dough or was it just you?
Just me.
And what's up with that?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, why didn't they?
What are siblings through X?
I'm the only one who doesn't have kids. Therefore, like, you know, supposedly I'm not the one. Like, I'm the one with less responsibilities.
Do you know if she asked your other siblings first? Like, did she go down the line or did she target the sucker kind of?
No, she targeted me. Apparently now the sucker. Who knew?
So before we start, I'm sure there's more questions we all have, but I just want to, like, she said she was going to pay you back all at once, or did she say she was going to make payments? Like, she's obviously done nothing, but what was the agreement as you were handing her money?
There wasn't a formal agreement, but she was like, oh my God, thank you so much. I'm going to pay you back super fast. Like, this is just a loan. She was super, like, she was the one that was like, this is just a loan. I'm going to be able to get it back to you really quickly. Yada, yada. You know, and now I'm like, do I have to take my mom to small claims court just to get my money back?
Oh, like, that's another level.
Well, do you like your mom?
I mean, I do like my mom most of the time, but like $3,000 is not a tiny amount of money, you know?
Yeah.
Could you take a $3,000 hit?
Yeah.
I couldn't take a three grand hit.
You put me in a weird spot. No, I could never.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't want to.
Let me just give the phone number, 303-222-5423, text or call. Mixing family and money, just...
But what's the other option? Too bad, Mom. Live without a fridge.
No, and that's where, because my brother has loaned me money, but...
Have you paid him back?
Not yet, because he's helping me through, but I actually have paid back some. Not all of it.
But you've started.
Yes.
So you're not a rat.
Every day. And yeah.
Oh.
And that's
nice.
The thing that I don't like is that she's completely avoiding it. Like that is very suspicious.
And why'd she buy a lesser fridge?
Yeah. My biggest concern is where's the rest of that money?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Does my mother now have a gambling problem? Like, I don't know.
Or is
what
she?
What should it be?
Yeah. Or is she struggling more financially than she wants to let on? So she's like, I need $1,000 for the fridge, but if I get three, then I can
pay the mortgage this
right,
month.
Then I can rob Peter to pay
now
Paul.
I'm gonna cry,
or whatever,
so.
No, but she should still be honest.
Wow. Way to make me feel even more like now worried and like a jerk.
No, you shouldn't feel like a jerk because she made a deal with you and she's not honoring it. And Tia, the boss is outside. Tia, could you go outside real quick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Because I need to say something. Your other siblings are jerks because. To go, you should take the hit because you're the baby. You should take the hit because you got more stuff than I did. You should take the hit because you're the spoiled one.
Maybe they've all loaned
money.
Oh,
look at you making assumptions. You were automatically on the sibling side without knowing any of that.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
That's not fair.
We got your hand-me-downs.
That's not fair.
That's so true.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my bike was your bike. Like, I never got my own bike. I got your old bike.
My first car went through all four of us.
There we go.
And right. I had it at the end, and it was a real hunk of junk.
We had more stuff, but half the stuff had been yours previously.
Yes.
But don't you, I mean, and with any parent relationship, aren't you still ahead in the long run? As far as how much money your mom, your dad, like, put into you.
Sure.
And now you're all adults.
But then mom needs to say, I need help.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. But she asked for a loan. That's different. If mom's like, I'm in a tight spot, I need help, that $3,000, then I'm gonna go, I can give you $1,000, mom.
Right.
But yeah, I can give you $3,000 exactly. If you're gonna give it back.
Yeah, it does. You're right. It does change how much you're.
Didn't she
Thank
lie?
You. Yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe she got a smoking deal on the fridge more than she anticipated.
Then she has to pay back.
Yeah. I don't know if she lied or if she was honest and then found herself in a more difficult situation than she expected.
But then it's time to be honest again. And if she's skirting the issue.
Yeah, talk to me about that.
We all know our parents' generation is not like number one at being honest and asking for help.
Yeah.
That's
especially
true.
With money. I mean, yeah. Like, that was never a conversation like growing
but
up.
She should feel awful about stealing $3,000 from her daughter, period.
When's she going to pay it back?
She's avoiding
it. She might still.
That's the question.
Hang on, Marissa. We're gonna get some people in here to help you. Don't move.
We need younger
siblings to call in.
Oh my gosh.
Because if you're the old person, if you're already biased.
Those that are still on their parents' phone plan, go ahead and call in.
Okay.
Wow.
That's it.
That's personal.
I'm not.
Well.
Dude, what a D move that was.
It felt bad coming
using
out. I'm sorry.
Information that you know. Wow. Okay. What can she do? I think small claims court.
No, we're not there yet.
Yeah, but it's not off the table.
It's off the table.
It's not
mom.
Off the table. She said she'd pay back, and now she's just like, oh, I can't hear you when you talk about the money. Like,
and she might really need it. Don't
then
don't
say loan, it if
but
mom
don't
has to say
again,
it.
But don't take her to small claims court where you're both just going to be out more money.
No, you're not.
I don't,
take her to Judge
I don't actually
Judy.
Know how small claims
you get,
court
you get your money back.
It just seems you're going to never talk to your mom again. Have you take her to court? That's how it's going. Over $3,000.
$3,000's a lot of money.
But is that? But it's your mother.
I know, but like she should have told the truth. So
should is a really easy word to use when you're not in the position.
What you're on the younger sibling
I
side.
I don't know what just side I'm on.
She's mad about the phone plan. Oh, yeah.
All right, help Marissa out. What does she do about loaning her mom money? 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice
1059. This is a house divided. And it's divided 3-1. It's the younger siblings against TAC.
I'm torn all over the place. The one comment he made,
Yeah, dropping the, I know you guys are on your parents' phone plan was a little bit dicey.
No, you said we wanted to hear from younger siblings. So I said, if you're on your parents' phone plan, call in.
Okay.
I didn't single out these two. They made that leap themselves. I don't even know.
We told you.
Marissa was on the phone. Her mom's fridge went out. Her mom had kind of a killer fridge. Right. And she's like, can I borrow $3,000? Key in the wording here.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Right.
And now her mom bought a lesser, inferior fridge.
A much lesser. It doesn't fit in that fridge pocket.
You've been warned. Hey, don't do it again.
Yes, sir.
The words fridge pocket, have you ever heard that before today?
No, I haven't.
It's not called that.
I've heard of a hot pocket.
Okay. The fridge pocket is among the most important thing to me. Okay.
Anywho, she bought an inferior fridge, and now anytime Marissa tries to bring up, hey, about that loan, her mom's like, look, daffodils. Like, just misdirect. Mm-hmm. Don't, nothing's.
Yeah.
There's not a man behind the curtain.
Right. So she's brought up the idea of small claims court.
Right.
Which feels aggressive, but
yeah.
if you loan somebody money and they don't, what are the recourse you have? Blake?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Hi. What do you think?
I mean, this is a pretty obvious thing. If you borrow money or ask for money from someone, the person you get money from, you're not a bank, okay? So that money's a gift.
She said borrow. You said borrow. Okay. How does that turn into a gift?
Well, it's a gift because there's no contract.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is the fuzzy logic that you play when you're trying to like game the system. This is your daughter. Like, well, you didn't get a contract.
Is that what small claims court would say?
Yeah.
Anytime someone borrows money, it's a gift. And if they pay it back, cool, you got your gift back.
Yikes.
You really feel that way? So would you ever loan money to anybody?
I've given money out multiple times, and I would say 50% of the time I've gotten it back.
That now is I a stat not to I've give heard.
Those certain people money.
Like, don't expect 50%
to pay you back.
50% of the time, it's going to be a loss.
Most of the time. I would say, you know, I'm lucky.
And I think the mom is in the wrong, like you said, going, I won't pay. It's not a loan or whatever. But isn't she kind of wrong for being like, Mom, where's my money? Come on, Mom.
She's wrong. Well,
pay up,
she's
Mom. Wrong,
she's the mom
who birthed me, who loved me, who paid for my entire
T-Hack.
Life. Come on.
But
pay up.
Aren't we concerned about the mom buying, let's say, an $800 fridge? And it's like,
where's the other
$2,200? Where's the rest of that money?
You know how I did the math for you?
You sure did. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, okay, Blake. So you're just like, it's her fault for loaning, for even thinking anything, any money you give your mom, any money you give anybody, no matter what conversation preceded it, that's a gift, no matter what, if you don't have a contract.
Absolutely. That's how you got to feel about it when you give it out. Because, I mean, you can set up $100 every week or every paycheck or anything like that, but it always falls short every single time.
We have a text that's saying the
thank you
same.
For the call, Blake. Are you like...
A text says, I only loan my family funds that I'm willing to count as a loss because although there's an expectation to get repaid, I'm not going to play bill collector.
And this feels like her older siblings have probably been through this. That's why they're like,
ooh, that's
it's
a good point.
Your turn.
All I'm saying to money. You is you just rattled off the mom's accomplishments. She birthed her. She right? Yeah. I didn't ask to be born. Oh. You made that choice. So now you're charging me $3,000 for that?
No, it was for the fridge.
But
the fridge that I guess you technically
you're
had.
Gonna be that ungrateful about it. I know you didn't ask. You're welcome. I made the decision for you. And now you're gonna take me to court over it? That's crazy.
You said borrow.
We're never gonna speak again because of
you said borrow
because my fridge doesn't fit the pocket.
Yeah, and if it doesn't fit the pocket,
the Slacker Show.
Alice. 105. 9. It is probably the most anticipated diary entry in the history of mankind.
There was some Instagram comments this weekend being like, no date of the next entry. And I feel that it was important. You guys didn't know.
And a lot of people are mad at T-Hack.
Yep.
For not using his veto.
Yeah.
As they should be.
Yeah.
And as I've said, every day from this day forward, I will give one digit of his address if he doesn't use the veto when we think he should.
Yeah. Okay.
Or his phone number. Which would you rather have out? Your phone number or your address?
Which do you know?
I can.
What about his child's school?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, darkness.
Hello. I need to know what happened. Here comes Aaron.
So where we left off, she didn't have a great Christmas, and then her New Year's turned into a fight.
The Christmas turned into a fight.
Oh, the Christmas was a fight over the necklace, and he said there's more where that came from.
And she didn't like it. And then...
She's been really distant?
He's been distant. Oh. And she said...
And
like,
she admitted that she's been distant as well.
Last night was a very interesting, minus the champagne, and us very... And then the page was ripped out.
And you got your little forensics kit out and like counted, what, four in there?
It like feels four like little. Four.
At least four.
Yeah.
And we don't know if other pages came out in the process.
Did you dust for prints or just.
what does
your kit have?
It's definitely four, but it feels like. You know how sometimes like a whole page can
like
come
perfect
out
perfect
like,
rip?
Yeah, like it comes out of the seams. It kind of feels like
I can see the seam here.
Is there any evidence of writing on those pages that are gone?
No.
So it's she dug deep enough to stay out of the margins.
Yeah. So four pages that she didn't want.
She didn't. You're about to say she didn't want us to see.
She didn't want someone to read, aka Mike.
Or another explanation. She didn't want to remember. It's like,
ooh, okay.
I don't like the way I'm, like, her self-dialogue was terrible, or...
Or Mike found the diary, didn't like what was written, and
he ripped
was
it out?
Angry and ripped it out. It doesn't give Mike.
Or
she spilled something.
No, there's been other pages with water damage.
Maybe she spilled red wine.
They were drinking champagne.
Okay.
So what do we think? Read the last sentence from before.
I'll read the last paragraph.
Okay.
It's two sentences. Last night wasn't very interesting. Remind you, this was January 1st, so she's talking about New Year's Eve. Last night wasn't very interesting, minus the champagne and us very... I got to think that next word is drunk.
Okay. Us it very, could be anything.
Yeah.
Or very us very
passionately.
Weird.
Us very mad.
We've made him wait long enough. Let's get to this. Okay. What is the next date?
April 7th.
Jesus. Mm. So she wrote... Four pages between January 1st and April 7th.
Which is like on par with kind of how she was spacing things out.
Okay. April 7th. Here we go.
Oh, jeez. Okay. I have become the woman I hate. How did I let this happen? That's it.
Stop.
Stop. Okay. I feel like I'm in danger. I feel like T-Hack's in danger.
Okay. All right. Let me go into contacts.
Am I saved? Be honest.
Yeah, no.
As a contact? I don't think so.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
There he is?
I was like, okay. As a man? I don't know.
His phone number.
No, hold on.
Three.
You have a chance.
Three.
It was one sentence.
It was actually
bro,
two.
Bro, give me a break.
You know what? Fine. You know what? Fine.
No.
Texters, you commenters, take it. Now we're done. Use it. Go ahead.
No, we're done. You know what he's doing? He's doing the thing to get us to now.
Oh, well, he's doing the thing that's so diabolical. That next time there's a short entry, and go, wish we had a veto.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh I hate this journey.
Yeah.
But
let's use it. Let's burn it.
Do you want more?
Yeah.
More.
I got it.
So we're going to use it. For sure.
We're going to. Yeah, I mean,
dude, I don't want you to be bullied into it, but the second number's a one.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. You read it quickly, please.
Okay. April 15th.
Please tell me. If this is.
Ooh.
I just want to say this. I know you didn't write this, Erica.
You
better make up words, because if this one's short, it's not going to be good.
I'm in the clear, but Erica.
Okay. This is more than two sentences.
She has become the woman.
I've become the woman I hate. How did I let this happen? And then we jump to 2 weeks later.
Okay.
Tax day.
I'm going to do it. Oh.
By the way, it's not 2 weeks later. If that was April 7th, that's like a week. But that's you're bad at math.
You're so right. 8 days later.
Yeah.
Nothing is certain but death and taxes. Okay.
Because it's tax day. It's not like it wasn't a big stretch.
I don't know what
Benjamin
day tax
April 15th, period.
Yeah. Okay. Let me restart. Nothing is certain but death and taxes, Benjamin Franklin said. He's a wise man. What is he, your cousin? Like, what? I wonder what advice he'd have for the mess I'm in now. He was a logical... Are we really writing a whole entry about Benjamin Franklin?
This is what you want.
He was a logical guy, so I'll bet something about using my head. Well, I'm not a fan of my heart or my head, since they both got me here. I'm the idiot sitting here imagining what advice one of the founding fathers would give me instead of attempting to figure it out myself. Why you gotta make things so complicated?
What did you do, you psychopath? Write it down.
Is she quoting Avril Lavigne? Yeah.
Did she really just
say Avril?
Why you gotta make things so complicated? Nah.
Not quite.
Why'd you have to go and make things so complicated?
What are you doing?
Are you reading for
Sorry, I saw something ahead.
How dare you?
Stop it! Wait, is that the end?
That is the end.
Okay. All right. Good.
So you understand my frustration when she was just writing about Benjamin Franklin.
Clean my hands of this.
The next entry is interesting from the first sentence.
You're not supposed to read ahead
that's,
like that.
That's not fair.
But you'll understand why I did once I show you tomorrow. Because there's another big thing.
Oh, she wrote big again.
Yes, I couldn't avoid
and
it.
And the next date is what?
She didn't look at that. She was too busy reading the actual entry.
It's in May.
Okay. My gut tells me she did something stupid.
Yeah, I think she like cheated on Mike or something.
Really?
Like my instant gut is that something stupid happened at New Year's Eve. Like she flirted with somebody, she kissed somebody. Like
she said last night wasn't very interesting.
Oh, you're right.
So yeah. I think it was in January or so something happened.
And then the pain of whatever complication she's in right now, the pain of seeing it written down, she couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
She wrote down whatever this is and then tore him out.
Yeah, because what if she wrote down that she did cheat, Mike saw it or something, or she ripped
just
it out before
didn't want
he,
Mike
yeah.
to see it.
Oh, yeah. And Mike maybe doesn't even know.
Hold on.
Because we don't know when she ripped them out.
But is she a cheater?
I think
she. Does she strike you as a cheater?
She's having a lot of like doubt.
That's the thing. It seems like her self confidence is so low that she is looking for any sort of ego boost.
Does that
so
work?
Maybe. No,
or
it doesn't.
Did she like take his phone and call his ex or like some sort of comparative thing? There's something.
Is Kim coming back or
oh,
something?
Oh, God.
Who? Kim?
Oh, Kim.
Kim.
What was her ex? Justin?
Justin.
Wow. Look at you.
Did she call Justin?
Ooh.
I propose we get more videos.
No, we
can't. You guys, you can be mad at us, but we set this rule and we have to stand by it. Like we've used all of them.
The commenters will remind you that the rules are made up because they've already been saying.
I know, but like we have to just at a certain point we have to just stick to one entry.
Right.
One entry per day from this point forward.
Like next week forward.
No. Okay. So. We find out what happens 17 weeks in the future.
No, maybe two.
I'm sorry, I was doing Erica math. We find that out tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, BSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Well, should we do it?
What are
we? All right. I hate, what are we cheering for?
You did it!
For?
You finished, kind of. It's such a weak-ass attempt. We started a list months ago called the Colorado List.
Yeah, I think we started checking things off like mid-June.
Is that when it was, really? Mm-hmm. And by checking things off, you skated on a more than one.
No one ever...
Still not seen a concert at Red Rocks, but I'm going to let it slide. She's been there.
Yep. I've thought about going to concerts at Red Rocks.
Okay, well, that's exactly what it is. It's right. The thought that counts, isn't it?
Yeah.
She got to go to... Like, she's been to Casa Bonita. I have not. I'm a native, and I've never been.
Not, I mean, actually, for lack of trying.
Well, I mean, my mom tried once, and she was on the wrong side of Colfax. We were where the hookers are, not where the Mexican restaurant
is.
Well,
I actually wouldn't argue that there's no one over there.
It was kind of. So the last thing that we hadn't checked off was whitewater rafting.
And I want to say, before anyone says anything, whitewater was rafted.
Whitewater was tubed.
Yeah, but...
It's not the same thing.
It was whitewater.
No,
it was a little Aaron.
There were moments of
it
white
was a
water.
Little white-ish, but she doesn't know what
that
doesn't.
Was beige.
It was,
and I hope to remain beige for the rest of my life.
It was, yeah.
It was great though. It was so much fun.
That was way more fun than I thought it was going to be because it was kind of cloudy.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I was like, this is going to suck because no matter how you slice it, it's been 80, 90 degrees. That water is melted snow, you guys.
Right.
So it's not going to be warm. It just physically can't get warm.
It was only cold for like 2 minutes.
You get used to it a lot faster than you think you would. Yeah. But we weren't all the way under it at any point. Well, there was.
I basically was.
Is there any good video of you just getting or hacked?
I have a little.
That literally the same video. I get rocked. Hack gets rocked. Aaron goes down like a mermaid.
I don't know what she did. She somehow put her legs up or did something.
Yeah.
Like she, knowing her, she ChatGPT'd before she got in there. You took it like a champ, and I've never seen anybody.
I'm just used to having fun and like being sporty and active and knowing what to do.
I mean, the very first time Hack and I had a hold of each other.
It was cute.
And went through it backwards, and it was just a disaster.
Yeah, we got rocked.
Yeah, rocked.
Well, and the second time that T-Hack got rocked is when Slacker was going upstream.
I don't know what happened, but I got caught in what nature can only describe as impossible. Yeah. And I was hauling butt upstream.
Yeah.
You guys were at the end for a good 6 minutes before I made it down.
Yeah. We were waiting for you. We're like, does he know what way to go?
The river knows.
Well, usually.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I want to speak out. At the end, there's a huge sign. Danger, alert, death ahead. Get out here. But there's no net. There's no, you could just definitely float that way.
You could.
Yeah. Can we put up some sort of like a bobber or something?
I think there's something farther along that will eventually grab you, but I wasn't willing
to
test it.
It's a factory.
It literally is just like plumbing.
That, dude, was that not fun?
It was really fun.
Yeah.
But that was your last thing. You're one of us now.
I know.
Supposedly.
So no more weekend hangouts.
What's the highway right over here?
225.
Okay, I'm going to give it to her. But you know how hard you wanted to say the?
It is in my being to
say
the.
You have to let it go.
I'm working on it.
Okay. All right. So here's what we want to do. We are trying to put together a party to celebrate Colorado's newest citizen.
To be in Colorado.
Yes, you're a Colorado.
Right.
So we don't know where it's going to be. We don't know when it's going to be. That's nope. Because we work for Odyssey and we don't even know how to spell the word.
Yes, we do. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
That's not how you spell Odyssey. By the way, if you download the Odyssey app, O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y, nope. Also a great podcasting app, I'm told. But that's not where you get our podcast. No. You probably can get it there.
You can probably find it
there.
Because
we're heard anywhere podcasts are.
Yes, yeah.
Right. But if you want to stream the show, which we highly recommend. It's on the AUD version of Odyssey.
Right. And that has nothing to do with the fact that we are trying to throw a Colorado-done party.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else from yesterday you guys would like to talk about? Like, I want to thank, even though they didn't even know we were there, Golden Mill was awesome.
Oh my gosh, Golden Mill was great.
That was my first time there. What a cool spot.
Also, shout out to our bosses who supplied all the tubes.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of brought fun.
They did. For they bosses, literally they were fun.
They blew up the peacock.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah. Was that a peacock?
It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what that was supposed to be?
Yeah.
What else would be blue and have feathers like that?
Peacocks aren't blue, are they?
Yeah. How okay. Have you
ever seen a peacock? Well, where was the big back?
We were laying on it.
No, it wasn't very tall. It had
it's
to be
a floaty.
You looked like a baby. It was pretty tall.
I know. Okay. All right. So thank you to the bosses.
Yeah.
Who else are we sucking up to?
Fiance Dane came. We almost lost him a couple times as well.
You know why? He saved both of you guys too.
He did. He also said, I did not want to hold on to anyone going down the first rapid because of river trauma. So he was very angrily holding on to all of us.
Oh,
he has river trauma?
Oh, yeah.
Is river trauma?
He went on some whitewater thing and a dog almost died.
What?
He lost his phone, which all of you heard about.
Okay.
So, you know, he was like, I really don't want to be holding on to anyone, but
okay.
He did great.
Well, within the next few weeks, we will have a party and we will announce it on the Odyssey app. O-D-Y.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Okay, Slacker, I want to have a bit of an update on how your journey of positivity and manifesting is going.
You got to warn me before this. You got to give me time to like...
to like fake it? Or
yes, kind of. How do you think I'm doing?
Well, not very good because off air several times today, you've had to say... What's the positive energy?
You guys, it doesn't come naturally to me. And I think that's a huge problem.
That's why you need to change your habits and make it be a natural positive thing. Come volunteering with me.
Stop yelling at me. Okay. I will do that.
Yeah.
I'll go volunteering.
Okay, that's a step. I have another idea and I actually want everyone to participate. So start thinking about something affirmative. I have spoken about her before, this influencer Tinx. I love her. She started posting.
I had an ex who was so into it. So it just, I'm saying it comes from a negative place. I'm trying to think of what I could do to you that would be the same. Like, I could bring up something that one of your exes, one of your exes, like, you know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah. Or what about if you bring up Calvin Harris a bunch? You're like, I love Calvin Harris.
Right.
And you're like,
he broke Calvin Harris' heart. No, Taylor broke his heart. You just don't understand the lore.
Like, I've been really getting into the.
That's
like,
very fair.
Like, I want you guys to come over to my house. Remember you guys came, like you two, Aaron and Tia, came over to my house and we watched a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I have this marathon plan where we watch nothing but Jake Gyllenhaal movies. Just like front to back. Just Jake. And then maybe
Jake.
A. Hiddleston? Nope, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We work in a Hiddleston movie in the middle and like.
Find a JoJo. Oh, we could watch Camp Rock.
There we go.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just nothing but people who have killed Taylor Swift's heart, but she wrote hit songs about him. See, that's what Tinx is to me.
Wait, but also, none of that has to do with any of my exes.
Oh.
So you're actually missing the mark here.
Thanks for the analogy that got me nowhere.
All I'm saying about Tinx, literally we can ignore her,
okay,
is every morning she's been posting affirmations on her stories. And she's like, oh, none of my friends are mad at me. They're like silly, but it's like something to remind you that everything's all right. And I feel like this could be really good for you.
For me? Yep. You don't have to do it, just I have
to
do it.
No, I have one. As we all know, I got way too drunk this weekend and have been suffering.
Every single day this weekend. Like,
no.
Like 12-step program is calling the hotline of the radio station.
I hardly drank on Friday. I hardly drank on Sunday. It was Saturday that got me, okay? So what I'm saying is my affirmation is no one's mad at me. I didn't harm my body. It was a one-time thing.
That's your affirmation?
Yeah.
That doesn't feel right.
Talk myself down from the anxiety I'm experiencing.
This is a very real problem of mine. I struggle to find the positive.
Okay. Aaron or T-Hack, willing to help him?
Like, and I know, like, I live in a great house. I have great kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great coworkers.
But that's just so expected in my head.
Yeah. I live in a great home. I have great children. The one at college is going to be just fine.
But those things are just so baseline for me that I'm not grateful enough.
Start baseline.
You know what I'm saying? That's what's so absurd about me is like, I think I'm screwed up in the head that my baseline is too high. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not grateful for how awesomely high my baseline is.
Okay, well, why don't you name some other great things about your baseline? You've got hilarious coworkers.
Where?
T-Hack's here.
No, only you think he's funny.
That's not true.
No, I guess my problem is, because my baseline's so high, I'm so easily disappointed. Why did I say that with so much enunciation? Mm. It's just like when I eat sushi, if it's not at this baseline, then it's like, this is trash. And it's like, growing up, the idea of being able to eat sushi, period, would have been insane to me. Okay. Like, I got crab legs once a year on my birthday.
In terms of affirmations, every bit of sushi I eat is going to be amazing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
T-Hack and Aaron, jump in here. I'm just trying to help him. But do you guys have things?
I'm wondering, like, even with your kids, do you ever think back to maybe when they were younger or ever and like miss that? It's like, I struggle with that with young kids. I try to soak in as much as I can of like, I've seen it before on Instagram. Imagine you're 90 and you get to wake up in your mid 30s body and your kids are little. And like, that's every day for me is I get to live this dream again.
So his affirmation would be like, I've got enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what if a bus hits him?
Okay, you know what? That's not what this is about.
You are saying the words right now, whether you realize it or not, that are that I'm literally using every single day, and it's been working. Like, I get to. I say all the time, like, oh, I have to go to work. That's insane when we do what we do for a living.
Yeah.
We should never say I have to go to work. I get to go to work.
Yeah, that's better.
That's good. You're doing it.
I'm getting, but it's just right.
We have to deal with
right. You.
We get to deal with you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the other thing we get to do is win $750 million.
Ooh.
Well, maybe.
No, I'm going to, like, I bought us into the thing again.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
But you got to buy us into the thing.
I didn't have to. Okay.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Powerball didn't get one again, which means it's up to $750 million. Now, you still have a chance of winning, so you should go buy tickets, but we're sure that Powerball Pete's going to buy the winners, right?
I think
he already did.
Sure.
No, I just gave him the money just a few minutes ago, so he hasn't bought the tickets yet.
How much are we splitting that $750 million?
I think right now in our group, we have like there was 18 people on the last draw. So okay. 750 divided by 18.
Yeah,
we're looking
good. It. Okay. I could handle it.
Anybody can buy a ticket. The drawings are today, Wednesday, and Saturday. So, and like, we're in that feeding frenzy time. Like, it happens with Powerball where like now everybody's buying. So it doesn't, like, when it's at like 40 million, it goes up by like 5 million. When we're at 750, if nobody wins, it's going to go up a bunch. But I don't think it's going to go up. I don't think Wednesday it's going to reset because somebody's winning tonight.
And it's us.
Well, if it's not us, we'll split it with somebody who's listening.
Yeah.
If you guys want to go buy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go buy tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. $2 a ticket.
You can do quick picks, or you can do your kids' birthdays. You can do the amount of times your dog has eaten pot, like
you
the dates
get to
that
pick
that
your numbers.
That's only one.
You get to see there's
one.
Then
okay.
One. One is one of your numbers.
Okay.
One, spell out Swanson. S is like the whatever letter of the alphabet.
Oh yeah.
You can
T9 word it. Like,
oh yes. Yeah. Wow.
You can pick your numbers anyway, or just quick pick. That's what I do, is like a quick pick. Right. Yeah, $2, and you can do an add-on for $1 for a second drawing worth $10 million.
Mm.
So you get to buy Powerball tickets. T tonight for $750 million.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. I saw recently there's a friend of show who they were going and they were going to be somewhere all day. Like they had an appointment or something.
Okay.
And this person posted on their story that they were so nervous about being stuck somewhere and there not being food that they were prepping, they were making four peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in That's preparation of like, I'm going to this place
this
all day.
This is the most passive aggressive thing you've ever done. You're talking about Erica, right?
No.
I don't know if I've ever seen her eat a PB&J.
No, but I would.
Oh, it sounds great
yeah,
right
it sounds
now.
Really
I don't,
good
I guarantee
right
you that Erica's probably got a week's worth of food hidden around the station.
No.
Are you a prepper? Yeah. Like you just like have food. Like you're a grazer.
A little bit.
You want to graze.
Yeah, you're going to feel really bad.
Oh, no.
Why? No, don't do this to me. No. But I just think you're just like a, I feel like you're a prepper. Like I think you'd feel nervous.
If
whatever
I was
going to
be somewhere all day and there was just, I didn't know if there'd be access to any food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Okay. This isn't the dark side of the moon.
I'm going to go grab a bite to eat. I'll be
Sometimes
back.
Sometimes you can't do that.
What if we were doing some sort of event? We were working. This is such a bad example because I feel like when we all work together, it's like easy to be like, I'm starving.
Yeah, I'm going to bounce for a sec.
Say we worked somewhere else and there was an event and it was like a 12-hour event and you didn't know if you were being fed.
Nobody's going to have a 12-hour event without some food.
I beg to differ.
Yeah, I feel like.
What name the thing that you would have a 12-hour event where
like
you wouldn't be fed?
Back when I was an intern at places and you like didn't feel like you could just be like, I need to go eat.
I don't mean this to sound as harsh as it's going to. It literally would not even cross my mind.
I couldn't be more in your court.
What about lunch or dinner? It's like, I don't know.
It'll work itself out.
Like, yeah. Other people will probably be hungry at some point too, and someone will mention.
What if they're not? Like, eating. It's like when you go to a friend's
house. What if they're not?
No, wait, hold on. It's like when you go to a friend's house and you're sleeping over and all they have is like a towel. And so you're just like cuddling with pillows and you're so cold and you just want to sleep.
Hold on. There's some trauma that we need to unbox.
But you know what I'm talking about with the sleepover thing. It's like a girlhood.
A sleepover thing.
And they don't have any extra blankets, so you have to use whatever's available. Extra
then
pillows.
Then why are they having a sleepover?
It was like more like high school, college. When you were old enough that you probably should have just gone home, but.
Yes, it's called passing out on the floor.
Yeah, and I don't even need a towel at that point. Right. You still have clothes on, right?
But it's cold.
I need a blankie. Oh,
you need a blankie and like
and
food.
A snacky.
Yeah.
Sitting.
Yeah. What's the problem?
I'm with Tiak. I'm confused by the amount of anxiety you're feeling over something that has, like, here's the way I feel about anxiety, and I don't want the hate, but I'm just going to, like, anxiety is worrying today about something that hasn't happened,
correct.
Probably won't happen.
But it could.
But it could also not.
Yeah.
So there could be this other positive anxiety you have all the time where you're like, what if everything works out great? What if, like, it's just a perfect day? What if?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but instead you focus on the wrong side of the what ifs. And it's like, what if there's no food? What if there's so much food? Oh my God. What if they have the newest blankets from Target and they're like, they still have the ribbon on the outside. It's so cozy. It's like, oh my God, this is incredible. Like what?
Ribbon on the outside.
You know, the ribbon on the outside of the blanket.
The fabric. Right?
Like, nobody's even used it before.
Yeah.
And you're like, you undo the ribbon and then you put it on your face and you're like, oh, this is the best.
Other people have touched that.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love. But see, there it is. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like,
I think this is like very much a like male, female. And I'm curious, texters 303-222-5423.
Congrats.
Got it right.
Yep.
If you're a woman, do you struggle the same way Aaron and I do? Because you feel like you get
yeah,
this.
And I'm pretty.
Aaron's always got food.
Okay,
well,
wait,
and I'm
you have a drawer.
Okay, but I'm putting aside, like, that's gluten-free, that's diabetic-friendly. Like, I'm not even considering that.
Okay.
But yes, I'm going to have RX bars. I'm going to have maybe beef sticks.
Right.
Maybe, like,
love a beef stick.
To drive home.
Not to drive home, but I have some at work, and then I have some at home.
Yeah,
what I had a friend, we traveled together, and her backpack was so full of snacks. Like, this is on the way other side of the pendulum.
Oh.
Where the TSA agent was like, are you a chipmunk?
Like, what is going on?
It was way too much. I love her dearly, but like, yes, absolutely, we're going to have snacks on us.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Again, I'm not trying to be insulting, but neither of you have kids. Moms, that is a real thing. Because if your kid goes feral, it's an issue. Their blood sugar dips and they just become a J-hole and you just want to choke them out. Mm-hmm. So you got to have...
Did you know that as an adult, you can also get hangry?
Yeah. Have you ever considered that we are the kids?
But you're not.
No. And,
like, have you ever... Again, I'm focusing on the wrong side of anxiety. Has it ever happened that you got somewhere for 12 hours and there was just no access to food? Has that ever happened to you? Ever?
Yeah, that's what
In the history of your 30 years on this planet, has it ever happened where you're like, there's just nothing. What am I going to do? There's not a
there's
McDonald's.
Been a lot
I
of
can
times,
see restaurants from here.
Right, like, but there's been a lot of times like growing up doing theater where it's you're rehearsing for nine hours straight. And like, sure, they do take breaks every once in a while. But Aaron, we need you over here to do this costume change so you can't go on that break right now. Or
similar with field hockey.
Yeah. Or like nurses, ER staff, like they are overworked. They're not allowed to, well, allowed, whatever.
But there's still food in the hospital.
Well, who's to
I
say?
Just.
Look, the reason I said you're going to hate this earlier is because like I have a diagnosed like compulsive, like I want to know that I've got a meal coming. And that's why I started going to therapy.
Remember how we were wondering when the other shoe was going to drop?
There it is.
Did anyone hear that thud?
The Slacker Show.
I have a story that Slacker says is the dumbest story he's ever seen, bar none.
It is true.
I've got a story of... You should know your limits and just like when to stop partying.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man from Bozeman, Montana.
It ain't Wyoming.
What?
Was arrested after driving.
Oh.
He was driving about 120 miles per hour.
Oh, that'd do it.
Very fast.
Yeah. He was also missing two tires.
He was also missing two tires.
How
that's
do you
not
even
driving.
Go that fast.
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's missing.
Dragon.
I also don't know which two.
Oh.
Had to be the back.
What if it's.
I guess if it's front wheel drive.
I don't know.
Yeah, diagonal would be the best.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best two to be missing. Leave it to us to be on enough drugs to try to figure that out.
Well, luckily for us, this man did figure that out by he was on MDMA, mushrooms, LSD, meth.
Had about
10 alcoholic drinks and Xanax.
They figured out he had all that in his system and he was still able to go 100.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how horrid you would feel the next day?
Oh, God. Look at you ruining our buzz.
I'm serious.
You're going to feel bad.
And you're going to be in jail.
You're going to definitely be in jail for sure.
Yeah.
So the cops were able to catch Speed Demon on two wheels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was only on two wheels.
Okay. It turns out all that things, that's illegal then?
It is.
Even in Montana.
Even in Montana.
Because like in Nebraska, they're just like, go ahead.
Just go through.
Get on through. Yeah. We know our state is real boring. So. All right.
My story is out of France.
J'attends.
Oh, voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
I knew you were going to say that.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Buffet. So there was a burglary in France.
Okay.
The cops showed up and they dusted for prints.
Was France the prince?
You must dust for the prince. You are correct.
Good news. They found a thumbprint on the door.
Anyone can cook.
Of the,
the Pink Panther.
Yeah. So they we found the prince.
Okay.
We'll run them. And in a surprise twist.
I don't know. Hold on. Prince, let me get it.
Prince matched one of the policemen.
Oh, he's a bad guy.
An inside job.
Because he just touched the handle before.
Well, first, he was arrested.
They had to go with the Eric logic.
He was arrested, and it wasn't until
Jesus. Okay, I gotta go.
Yeah, it wasn't until his attorney, actually had to get a lawyer, said,
shut up.
That's crazy.
You know, when he showed up,
that's right.
He touched kind of what Erica said.
The door.
He touched the door. and they went,
Wee.
Yeah,
this is why this is the stupidest story I've ever heard.
What's the siren sound in somewhere like France?
Mino! Mino!
Perfect.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.